I am Guadalupe Rivera Marin, the daughter of Diego Rivera, and my mother was Lupe Marin, a famous model from my father. I have the proud of being painted by my father some of his most important murals. Diego Rivera arrived to Paris in 1909, and then there he met Trotsky, he met Lenin, he met Rosa Luxemburgo, and he realized that Mexico should have a change and should have to have a political view more egalitarian, more democratic than the one who had at that time. And so when he came back to Mexico, one of the first things that he did was to become a member of the Mexican Communist Party. And when he started to paint the murals, he gave to the murals the whole sense of the socialist ideology. He started painting red stars all over the murals and red flags, and he created a real hymn for the workers, the peasants, and the soldiers. And he started to paint them as principal subjects of his art. The two murals that there were more controversial was the one who painted in Rockefeller Center, because he painted Mr. Rockefeller together with Lenin, and the one who painted here in Mexico, in which he said the sentence, "God does not exist." So at that time, the Catholic people were very against the government, the Mexican government, and they thought that my father was a symbol of the revolutionary people, and they want to destroy my father's paintings. The Blue House, it used to be a house that Frida Kahlo's father built, and they painted the house in blue, because for the Mexican people, blue is the color of the kings. So I went to live with them 1 year of my life, and life there was very pleasant. The house were full of flowers, full of birds, full of pets. They have monkeys, they have cats, they have dogs. And the house was like a real Mexican house, you know. And we have all the time music there. That is why I said that Frida was not the suffering woman that now the mythology about Frida want to create. She was a drunkard, she smoked, she was very happy, she likes very much music. She has all the time women with guitars playing there. And my father and Frida, they know a lot of songs with a double sense, and they enjoy singing that songs. And they know a lot of the songs of the history of Mexico, corridos tradicionales. So the ambience in the house was a beautiful and extraordinarily nice ambience. The exception was Frida's studio, because the paintings were so dramatic, you know, that it was a great contrast in the studio and the rest of the house. So for me it was a revelation to live there, because Frida and my father all the time were talking about Einstein, about Marx, about Freud, about Roosevelt, about Sinclair Lewis. So for me it was an exceptional way in which I was growing up. My father is so famous as Lázaro Cárdenas or Zapata or Villa, because they made Mexico.